time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Well, we finally got my dog Caesar calmed down enough. He freaked out. He's so excited.
He gets so excited. I think, Frosty, you excite this puppy dog more than any other guest.
Well, I was a little worried there for a minute. He was kind of hyperventilating and doing that. What do you call that, Mike? The reverse sneeze or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The reverse sneeze. Doesn't sound pleasant.
Well, you bring in happiness.
Treats.
You know, spring. Well, all right, for him. Yeah. But for us, we're excited because we're always talking about spring and summer and outside activities.
Yeah, Caesar's probably glad to see the tall snowbanks gone, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. He can actually get out there and walk around now. Great photo of you, and I just posted it on our Facebook page of Frosty and Caesar hanging out together.
My buddy Rip will be jealous. I won't show him.
So let's talk about the people who will be able to get out there and garden soon. What are some of the prep things or some of the early things that people can take care of now?
You know, we were having a great conversation about that yesterday afternoon. I was at the Bar Harbor YWCA. They do a Empower Hour series. And so it was a great group of ladies and myself. And we got to talk about what spring brings and what their hopes are. And one thing we did talk about was right now, you know, it's a great time to get out there before you mulch, before you do a lot of those things, is to get into some compost into your soil, working it around your shrubs and perennials and things, and kind of get that part of the process started now.
Oh, so you can buy some mulch and start that?
Well, you want to do the mulch after the compost.
The compost. Sometimes I confuse compost and mulch. Now, for instance, I have several raised beds.
Yep.
I haven't touched them. They've got crushed leaves from last fall.
Yep.
When should I start just moving that dirt around?
Now you could. Okay. Yeah, if you can work it now, I definitely would, and get some compost in there and just start turning it and getting it fluffy and ready for plants.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. So if someone wanted to like put together a list of things that they could start gathering now for supplies, what would those include, Frosty?
Well, you want to make sure all your tools are ready to go, and your rake that you broke last fall, you go get a new one. So get all your tools ready. It's definitely a good time to get the soils part kind of out of the way. Get your compost in and get that task done, because it's kind of a bigger one. So that's good to get done right now for sure.
All right, and what's happening at the big store?
The big store. I've been working as an independent paint contractor for the last couple days, trying to get the retail ready to go. So that's almost that's really close to the finish line. So we're excited about that. We're getting going on the road. We've got a lot of our properties. We're starting to get cleaned up and composted and ready for the season. We are still hiring in our services department. I think we've got one more spot we're hoping to fill with a landscaper. So it's a fun job. You're out and about outside all the time and get to see different properties, do different jobs. So if you're looking to apply, hit us up at frostfarmsmdi.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Frosty.
Thank you. Have a
great day. You too.